There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, 1207 FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. Brand new week to work with. Live local talk over the next 2 hours. You're a big part of the show, of course, at 343-0106. 343-0106. And, oh, it's dropped another degree. Like, I just put the picture up on Twitter a second ago. Now, this is what February is supposed to look and feel like. Stuff over the weekend had me confused. It's February, so it's supposed to be cold and raining, right? That's what it's doing at 49. So it was 50-something right before we went out. So 49 now, and light rain showers kind of draped across the northern part of Mobile County, northern part of Baldwin County. Don't worry, folks in South Mobile and South Baldwin. It looks like you'll get your tour through the rainfall in the next couple of hours. It's not anything real heavy. It's February. It feels like, with all deference to the Order of Inca, they're rolling, I guess, Friday night, it feels like it should be an Inca parade tonight. Which it's not, but it feels like it should be the Incas. Speaking of which, we'll talk a little bit of Mardi Gras here for just a second until we get into the meat of all the things we have going on today's program. And Moon Pie Minute, of course, you can check those out throughout the day right here at FM Talk 106.5. You can also get the story of Mardi Gras in podcast form by going to our website, fmtalk1065.com. Just click the link there for Moon Pie Minute, and you can go back and binge listen to previous episodes. So they post up in podcast form the day after they run here on the station. So they run on the station, and then this evening, the elves around here load them up onto the podcast page, and you can get the previous days. So you can share them with folks, and maybe it's about your parading group or some tradition your family has, something like that. You can send out to friends and family and check out that individual Moon Pie Minute, or just give them the link to go listen to them all. Of course, if you subscribe to our podcast, like so many have, and thank you. It means a lot to us. Thank you. We appreciate that. Subscribe at iTunes if you're an iPhone user. If you're an old Luddite like me and you have an Android phone, smartphone, I use the Stitcher app, like somebody who stitches, a Stitcher. That's the name of the app, and it's really good. Pretty bulletproof there. Also get our podcast through Spotify. If you use Spotify for music, you can also get our podcast there. The TuneIn Radio app, which is also the app that lets you stream the station for free, live there on your smartphone, they also house our podcast there. So a lot of places to get them. And, of course, just fmtalk1065.com, where you can go hit the podcast tab and just get the individual podcast you want. Although I would love for you to subscribe. All right, so that's going on. Speaking of Mardi Gras, the numbers look now. If the weather was like it is now, if it was like this Friday and Saturday, maybe the numbers wouldn't be the same. But some pretty heady numbers. And I don't know if this is a tell. We have Steve Joint from the Mobile Mask. He'll be back on with us tomorrow. I'll ask him if there's any kind of anything in the history of Mardi Gras that says, hey, if the opening nights of downtown parading season are big, that means the rest of it's big. I don't know. I don't know if one goes with the other. But Friday and Saturday nights, by the estimations out there, were big. Two days. So Friday evening and Saturday for the full day, over 100,000 of us downtown for the parades. Yeah, it's pretty strong. One of them was, I think that was Friday night, was 107,000, and then a little over 100,000 for the other evening for Saturday night. That's really good. Really, really good. And if that's any sign of what's to come, it's going to be a big Mardi Gras. And I think people will be fired up if the weather, you know, starts acting right, which it looks like it does by the end of the week into the weekend. But right now, it feels like Mardi Gras weather for sure. All right, coming up on today's show, other than talking some Mardi Gras stuff. Lots to do. I want to get into a couple stories. One super local, one super not local and national. Okay? And I need your help on these. First of all, we'll talk about more information coming out about Jussie Smollett. And as is my way, I probably won't parrot exactly what you've heard on the other shows, but I would love to hear from you. I'm bothered by this whole story on so many levels. And yes, the easy, low-hanging fruit, I'm bothered by that as well. In other words, making an allegation here that at least right now looks like is that a made-up, a fabrication by Smollett is what it looks like. It's what it looks like now. The same way did not jump to conclusions when the story first came out. I'm waiting to hear from Chicago police and more sources. So make sure you always put a measure of cynicism and suspicion, even when you think a story makes complete sense to you. Just wait a second. But I'll say this. Things are looking like this is created out of whole cloth here by Smollett. I tell you what we can say here. Mainstream media, absolutely. Whether they took the bait because they were fooled or they took the bait because it furthered their narrative, either way, the basic tenets of what they're supposed to do and being suspicious or at least going through their due diligence on a story seemed to that ball was dropped by many news agencies out there. Okay, so that's part of it. But the other part of this where I think we're going to get a little different here than maybe some of the other shows is what does this say about Smollett? This is an interesting story. So this guy's an actor, right? He's on the show Empire. I've not seen Empire. I don't get to watch a lot of TV, although I'm waiting. Is Empire on? Hey, Dalton, is it on HBO? Is it like isn't it one of the HBO shows, or is it a Showtime deal, or is it something like that? Oh, it's on network. Yeah. No wonder I haven't seen it. Okay. By the way, Game of Thrones coming. Just another month or so. Game of Thrones is back. So I have not seen the show. Okay. But he's an actor. I've read enough. All right. The guy's an actor. I've also read enough that the guy has made, not just if somebody asked him what he thought about the president, he would say he didn't like him. He's made a side gig about expressing his disdain for President Trump, which is, you know, that's an American thing. You can do that. You can do it. You can get out there and you can say, I do not like the person we have elected president. President of the United States, I don't like him. That's a beautiful thing, actually, in this country, that you can say you don't like the president. Now, is it pushed to the limits quite often? Yes. Yes, it is. And with given impunity, too, because of the nature of, and President Trump does it to himself to some degree. To some degree, it's just this perceived separation of the country, which I think is not as true as mainstream media would want you to think. I think neighbors and people and coworkers get along a lot better than we're told we do by mainstream media. But with this, the angle I want to go here, we'll come back from the break and talk about this with you. We talk about the story, we talk about the fabrication is what it looks like here, and I can kind of go through my cross-examination of this, but then I want to get into what does it say about the Smollett guy, the actor, that you would, the way I understand the story, and somebody can correct me here, but that you would let some bodies, plural, a couple dudes, beat you up, pour bleach on you, and put a noose around your neck. I know he's an actor and everything, but that was real beat up, right? They weren't doing the Kung Fu Theater punches, right? They really... What does this say about, if this is all true, about Smollett? Talk about somebody who may need to see somebody real quickly on a counseling side, right? We'll get into this, and also, oh yeah, for whom the toll tolls, we'll talk some bridge tolling too on today's show. Glad you're here.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Somebody saying it's President's Day, it's dollar bills, y'all.
Florida?
To some degree, but what? It's about 50, it's about 50-50 or... okay, top of my head. 60-40. And Dalton, if you can, see if I would say it's 60-40 or somewhere there. It's not 50. In other words, no, there you've got... I mean, you think about the Bills here. Yeah, there's a lot of presidents, but there's not like... You know, I'm a big money guy. I drop Hamiltons all the time, brother. And, I mean, if you need something paid for, I'll roll up with Hamilton. Not a president, right? What have you got? Franklin, right? Not a president. I know there's some others that when we get to the break here. But 60-40 presidents, 60 non-presidents, 40 on our currency. What do you think? We'll score that. I may be completely wrong on that. That's what happens when I just top of my head kind of stuff. But we'll see how I do. All right. Let's do this. Let's get into it in a couple ways. First of all, low-hanging fruit. Let me do it on the Smollett story. Because I know a lot of people are talking. I'd love to hear from you. But I would say I made a note in my notes to myself, you know, quick to judge, late to apologize. Welcome to the mainstream media. Yeah, that's for sure. I would like to see some wisdom and sage kind of out of mainstream media where they go, you know, here's the alleged, you know, and if this is true, what a bad thing it is. I would, they said that with the Smollett attack. They said, if this is true, this is really bad. If they wanted to have some commentary on it, fine, cool. But so many in the mainstream media ran with this like it's a thing that happened. Even back then, I said, let's just wait. Wasn't sure it didn't happen, but it just gave me pause. It didn't make much sense to me from the get-go. I mean, I kind of felt like when they laid out the story, there were some... Now, improbability means it probably couldn't happen. Could happen, but probably wouldn't happen. I mean, and you go through the details of this, it's kind of like the... Kind of like the Apple Dumpling Gang of hate crimes, right? That they would go out, these bigots or racists or whatever they were alleged to be here, which, you know, back to my point about this is I'm so very serious about this because when there is real bigotry or racism, I want the word to still mean something. I want the word to still be strong. But supposedly these folks went out wearing MAGA hats. So they left wherever the crime den that you know the story was painted to us right away, that they would leave whatever place it was, and they would have the noose with them, the bleach with them, and they're wearing the Trump hats. I mean, this is, it's overly simplistic to me, just at first blush. I mean, it's kind of comic book. And that was, I mean, when I talked to Dalton about it when it first came out, I was like, you know, it may be true. And if it's true, my God, what a horrible thing. But I said, it seems too easy. And you know, how would they pick out, were they following this this actor? Would you be able to pick out a Jussie Smollett? I mean, I'll be frank with you, I didn't know, and I'm probably not a good example because I don't watch a lot of television. I watch news programs, but don't watch a lot of drama, unless it's Game of Thrones, which will be back in limited time, or Deadliest Catch. I don't watch a lot of television, so I didn't know who he was, but could, if you were a TV consumer, could you have picked him out? Like, walking down the street of Chicago, could you have picked him out? I mean, some of those things just left me scratching my head on this. Would you be able to pick him out? I mean, could you pick out celebrities? Could you pick them out, like, if you just walk by them? If somebody didn't tell you, hey, be on the lookout for a celebrity, would you pick them out? When I was in my teens, young teens, we're at a marina in Miami, Florida, and I walked by some people going down the little floating dock thing there, this marina in Miami. And when we got down to the boat where these people were, they're like, you know who that was, right? And I said, no. It was Harrison Ford. And think about how big of a deal Harrison Ford was back. I would have been, it'd have been the late 80s sometime. I walked right by him. No idea. And then they go, yeah, there he is. And I was like, and I walked right by him, didn't even recognize him. But then again, I keep to myself. And so those are just some of my questions on the low-hanging fruit. I would say this, the other part of this, the angle maybe that has not been discussed so far since Friday on, and that is one of this Jussie Smollett. If it turns out that this is true, that he contracted these guys that worked with him, but by the way, too, you got to do a better job here. I mean, if you... Law enforcement is going to get involved, and you don't think that if you're trying to pull off some caper here that they're going to link phone calls receipts for purchase, the fact that these guys worked, or at least one of them, I think, worked with the show Empire that allegedly did the beating up. You don't think law enforcement's going to get to that? That's what they do. They analyze things a way that regular folks, I mean, even regular everyday detectives, if there is such a thing, will analyze things in a way, if you've ever been around a detective, that even on your best day, that rank amateur detectives will analyze things at a level that you never will if you're not in that business. I've watched them. So the naivete, if this is true, of Smollett trying to pull this off and not thinking that law enforcement would find all these crumbs. And then, you know, then of course you can play the game and say, well, if there's crumbs and they were dropped on purpose, you know. But the point that I think has not been talked about here is the mental situation with this Smollett. Could you be, is your hate for somebody so much? Pick somebody. I wish you wouldn't hate anybody. You know, I grew up in a house we were not allowed to hate. We could strongly dislike, but we could not hate. But if you've got somebody you really strongly dislike, or even, God forbid, you hate somebody, I would ask you to stop doing that, because hate doesn't do you any good. But if somebody you hate that much, that you would try to pull off some situation to try to malign their character. So in this case, if you're this Jussie Smollett, and you want to impugn the president so badly because you're going to set up some henchmen that went out and beat you up because of the color of your skin and your sexuality because they love the president, would you put yourself through this? Because, don't you correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, he was actually beat up, right? I mean, he showed the wounds, right? Or showed the damage from being beat. So he pays these dudes to beat him up and then pour bleach on him and tie a noose around his neck as a way to get at the president? I mean, my question here is not, I mean, there's, and we'll get into the questions of the mainstream media here in a second, but let's just stick with Smollett for a second. What's going on with him? I mean, shouldn't he talk to somebody? Shouldn't he be seeing a physician, somebody just with mental illness or something? It stood out to me as that's a part of it that's not being talked to, that you would go through that, not just making it up, that he would have some people beat him up and pour bleach on him and put a noose around his neck to get at the president. It seems abnormal to me. Also, as my side notes go here and there, literally notes, some of them on the back of envelopes even, is this a sign that maybe, because there are, and we can go through the laundry list, listen, and there's stories out there. I can go through the list of stories where people falsely accuse racism or homophobia. Okay, they're out there. At the same time, there are real racist and homophobic things still going on. Okay, the seesaw is not all one way, y'all. But if you look at this, is this a sign of the fact that maybe there's not as many, thank God, incidents of real racism and homophobia? So you would construct one out of whole cloth to try to get over? I know, I have a lot of questions, though, and I'd like to talk with you about it. 343-0106. Believe me, there's the low-hanging fruit. We can do it. We'll go ahead and play the clips and the people that didn't apologize and all that, that jumped to conclusions. We can do that, but a bunch of other shows did that. But I wonder, like, in your core, in your mind, could you ever, and it didn't have to be anybody famous or a celebrity or a politician, just somebody you didn't like so much that you would let some people beat you up, pour bleach on you, and tie a noose around your neck to try to frame them? That, to me, also begs a lot of questions of where the mind is on this Smollett, if this is true. Okay, let's go. We'll go to one call here for the break. Then 343-0106. Carl is in Mobile. Hey, Carl.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Sean. I just wanted to kind of chime in and say, usually when things like this happen, there's someone who's trying to take advantage of an opportunity. I heard that he was going to be written off the show, and that these two guys that he paid, when the police searched their homes, they found a script that they had written. So basically, he was probably going to try to get his way back on the show by concocting a scheme and having a script ripped from the headlines that he created. So I think that was his motivation, but there's always some kind of opportunistic motivation behind stuff like this.
Let's say then we'll take it out of the revenge and we'll take it to money. And Lord knows, we go through the stories of what people have done for money. Maybe at that point it becomes more probable, but you wouldn't fake it. You'd let some dudes beat you up. Should he be seeing a doctor? I mean, for his mind.
I think that he was so upset about being written off the show. I mean, based on his lifestyle, the producer of the show is also has an alternative lifestyle. It's probably the job of his life. And the fact that it's coming to an end, he didn't want it to end. So he concocted this scheme, hired these two guys off the show, and they wrote a script. So basically, he'd have a way back onto the show. He probably just didn't want to lose the job of his life.
This is like one of those, you know, Lifetime shows in the making, right? Where they do the story after, whatever, I don't know the name of them, where those things that are on Saturday afternoon where they go through and tell you, like, true Hollywood story. That's it. That's what that sounds like. Carl, appreciate the call. Run to the news break, then we're coming right back. Right here on the Day Mobile. It's another angle. What was going on in this guy's mind? Would you let somebody beat you up?
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
I should add this earlier, and I mea culpa from the text line here. I-10 westbound backed up to the Buc-ee's exit. You gotta be kidding me. It says moving but slow. That far back? Thank you for the text. You can always drop us text with traffic info, anything like that. Comments, hit us up, 343-0106. Plus, we love to hear from you on the telephone, 343-0106. Oh, speaking of the Buc-ee's exit, you see the picture? some folks were sitting, I think it was Saturday during the day or whatever, were sitting there waiting for the parade, and they're in their chairs, their fold-out chairs. Mm-hmm. They would be Buc-ee's fold-out chairs. You see that picture? Already, not only is Buc-ee's the conversation piece of the whole community, it's now obviously a fashion thing to have a Buc-ee's chair out there. All right. Oh, you know, and my buddy Crypto Marine said this type of act is not new. Al Sharpton made this his career off Tawana Brawley in the 80s, which turned out to be a lie. Sure it did, and there have been others, but it was... The allegations have been happening for a long time, Crypto Marine. I'm not so naive that that surprises me. It's going to the point of having somebody really beat you up and really... seems like it's got to bring up some questions about the mentality, you know, where his mental state is. He'd agree to do that. Maybe that's my different take on it. That one, and maybe, as I'm always trying to find silver lining with things, if there is, and I don't know that there is, some people would jump to say, well, there's an increase in these false allegations of racism or homophobia. I don't know there is, but if there is an increase over 10 years or 20 years or whatever it is, maybe a silver lining is it's a sign that the real stuff is happening less. Still happening. You don't have to look too far. There are real things happening out there, but is it happening less? And maybe because of that, somebody's going to create an incident out of whole cloth. And those folks that make those allegations, if it turns out to be untrue, whatever it is, whether it be sexual misconduct, bigotry, racism, homophobia, if somebody goes out, they ought to do this, what they should do with everybody, is enforce a rule of law and prosecute them to the nth degree. There you go. All right. And, yeah, the question about the... It's funny. As soon as I mentioned I-10 backed up westbound, somebody said, what about tolls? Okay. So, for whom the toll tolls is a conversation that is going on from last week into this week. And I want to point out, if you'll go to my Twitter feed, at FM Talk 106.5, I put up something I think is pretty interesting here. Went in the time machine, got in the DeLorean, went back in time, way back to 2014. And this headline here, oddly enough, number one, is a story written back then by one Brendan Kirby. Brendan on with us quite a bit. This is when he was writing for AL.com. The headline here is, tolls won't work as I-10 bridge funding source, Congressman Burns says. Okay, this story from August 15th, 2014. Okay, now this is on the Twitter feed. And Dalton, if you want to grab it from there, or I can just email it to you directly, we can probably put this up on the Facebook page too. So Brendan writes back then, one of the biggest obstacles facing a proposed bridge over the Mobile River is its price tag. But U.S. Representative Bradley Byrne on Tuesday threw cold water on the idea offered by some to help foot the bill. Tolls won't work, he said. By the way, if you're just joining us, this is from 2014. This is not new. This is from 2014. We're trying to put things in perspective here. This next paragraph probably will put it in perspective of when it was, because Brendan then writes, Alabama Governor Robert Bentley floated the idea of tolls last month as a possible funding mechanism for the project, forecast to cost as much as $850 million. We know that that's now risen to probably $1 billion. Said Byrne, said to officials in Louisville, Kentucky, told members of the Mobile, said officials in Louisville, Kentucky, told members of the Mobile Area Chamber of Commerce 3 years ago that imposing tolls on a bridge there prompted motorists to shift to a non-toll alternative. Well, come on, my high school economy class taught me that. That occurred at the proposed Interstate 10 bridge in Mobile. Byrne said it would defeat the purpose of alleviating the bottleneck that routinely chokes the bayway. To work, Byrne added, officials would have to toll the Cochrane Africatown USA Bridge, the Wallace and Bankhead tunnels. Local and political business leaders have pushed for a new bridge, but okay, then it goes into all that stuff. So even back in 2014, Congressman Byrne said that tolls aren't going to work. And now here we are today talking tolls on not only the bridge, and I told you, I got caught up in hearing tolling and hearing that it was for the bridge and not thinking it would also apply the Wallace Tunnel, which they said it did. And we'll do this. We'll play. I had an interview with folks from LDOT on Friday, and we'll play that here when we get a chance, where they kind of lay out their case here. And I think they call it leakage or leaking or something like that. In other words, if you have two routes, just like it said the quote there from Congressman Byrne from back in 2014, if you have two routes and one doesn't have a toll, then you'll lose most people to the non-tolled route. I'd say, especially if the toll is going to be $3 to $6. The way it seemed to me, and probably the money doesn't work out here, if you wanted the luxury of taking the toll, the same way if you want the luxury of driving the turnpike, any of y'all been down through Florida, if you're going to Orlando, if you're going down to South Florida, you can get there. You can get from Mobile, you can get from Mobile to Key West without getting on any kind of tolled road. It's going to take longer. And the temptations there, which I raise my hand, I'm completely guilty of getting on the turnpike there and paying. I think it's like, I mean, by the time we get on at the beginning there, I think at Yeehaw Junction and get off down in the Miami area, it's like $17-$18. But I-95 traffic's so bad that we choose that about every time we go down. But I make a choice. Same thing, I guess that was my idea with the bridge. If you wanted the luxury of the bridge probably wouldn't have as much traffic. You know, those kind of things, you would choose to pay the toll to avoid it. But in this case, they're saying that that's not possible. If traffic is given the option of taking the Wallace Tunnel without a toll, then I guess there'll never be enough people go across the bridge to pay for it. So both will be tolled. Now, how much will people then move to getting on Government Street and going through the Bankhead Tunnel and taking the causeway? I mean, that's a lot more traffic on streets that aren't ready to deal with that. If you're thinking about getting where you'd get off, think about if you're coming down I-10 eastbound, okay, and you start seeing the traffic back off, how you say you're going to get off at, try to get off at Virginia or something like that, or even at Canal and make the end around to go to get to Government. Those are very narrow streets to try to get over to get on Government to go through the Bankhead Tunnel. So if you have them both tolled and you're moving traffic then off of I-10 onto Government to go through the Bankhead, that's going to be a whole other traffic issue. And then if you talk about taking the Cochrane Africatown Bridge, in reality, you got to get off, wind your way down, go get on water, go up, get on the connector, and come back down and around, or you've got to way, way ahead of time get off on 65 northbound and take a big jog to the north before you would come down and be able to take that route. So it's an interesting situation. It sounds like, and we'll play this interview if we get a chance, probably going to be at the beginning of next hour, I think, that I had on Friday, that if we're given an option of having a non-tolled I-10 route, then there will never be money enough to pay these private concessionaires for building the bridge. And by the way, the bridge and the expanded bayway, I need to make sure we say that, because in due fairness, it's a bridge and then way more lanes of bayway. So that's going to be one of the arguments, I think, for the tunnel tolling, is that tunnel will connect to those expanded lanes on the Bayway and the raised extra height and all that stuff. So you're actually paying for that, they'll say, versus the bridge. That's probably going to be the argument made there. But without, you know, without making everything a toll, they said there's no way to pay for it. And then if we, then the other story is, what if it does cause people, you know, us local folks to do the end around and go down and get on government and go through the Bankhead? The Bankhead can't take that additional traffic. Then you have a whole other issue there that might have to be paid for by a lot more local government and not so much federal. Right, let's go to the phones at 343-0106, 343-0106, and Bart is in Sims, and he's first up. Hey, man.
Yes, sir. I just got a question you probably can answer for me. We talked about this a while back, and some friends of ours, and I don't think that it's even legal to have a toll on a federal highway.
This is interesting. So I thought, Bart, I was with you, right? When I first heard it, I said, man, I don't think you can do that. So late last week, I started digging, and people started sending me examples where this had been done elsewhere, okay? And then I got, and then I was sending emails off to our federal representation, the folks in Washington, and I got this back from Congressman Burns' office, who said, because they said the same thing. They said, we didn't think it could be done. And then they sent a letter here, and Dalton, I still have to get you this. I have to see if we can post up a PDF. But this it's a PDF version of a letter that came from the U.S. Department of Transportation, Bart, to John Cooper, who's head of Alabama, LDOT. And it says here, I'm going to just read you a quick part of it here. It says, Dear Mr. Cooper, this is the feds talking to the head of LDOT. We have reviewed your letter dated March 10th, 2017, regarding a variable price tolling request for the Wallace Tunnels as part of the Mobile River Bridge Project. Under 23 U.S.C. 129 General Toll Program, Congress permits federal participation in certain types of toll finance construction activities, including reconstruction or replacement of bridges or tunnels on the interstate system, consistent with a FHWA guidance promulgated to implement the National Highway System Designation Act of 1955. Then it gets into government gobbledygook here. But they're saying, it says, examples of reconstruction would be widening existing bridges or tunnels to add lanes to provide a dual facility. On the other hand, certain types of work clearly do not meet the intent of reconstruction. For example, putting up toll booths, painting, and updating bridge rail are not considered that type of work and would qualify a bridge for conversion. So they're saying maybe, Bart, it's because of the work they're going to do to the Bayway in addition to the bridge that would green light them being able to do a toll on I-10. So there you go. I mean, I was with you, man. I was with you, but I've got the letters here where they're defending that they can do it.
Well, sure. I mean, it's just like anything else. You know well as I do, everything has a loophole. That's why this tax situation is so crazy. I mean, if you've got plenty of money, you can figure out a way to dodge paying taxes.
A lot of them. A lot of them, yeah. I mean, I'll still argue that those that make the most do pay the bulk of the taxes just because it's so much as a percentage. But yes, when they raise when they tell you they're not going to raise taxes on the middle class part, I don't care if they're Democrat or Republican, I tell them every time there's no way that's going to happen because we are the sweet spot. There's more of us. There's more money. They can do a lesser percentage and get more money from us. At the same time, we don't have lawyers on staff to get us out of it. And so the poor folks don't have the money to pay. The rich folks have a way to get around it. So yeah, middle class, guess what? Pay up.
Oh yeah.
Pay up.
Now this is totally off the subject, but this, you'll like this, I think. You know, have you heard how many people was in the woods the last few months deer hunting, the power that we have as far as a general public to go take our government back?
Well, what do you mean by take the government? By going to the vote?
Well, I mean, you know, to some of these crazy laws and crap that they've come up with. I mean, the Constitution says we've got a right to protect ourselves from the government, correct?
There is, you overthrow a tyrannical government if you think that's there, but I mean, are you talking about some kind of uprising, Bart?
Well, if that's what it takes to get some of this crap stopped, you know.
I don't know that I'm at that point yet.
I know, but it seems like it's getting closer. But I'm just saying, we had enough firepower in the woods hunting to do that.
Okay, but then again, we don't know what you would need to know to do that. Just hang around some military folks have been trained. What we know to do with a rifle and what they know to do with a rifle is like a tricycle and a Harley Davidson motorcycle. All right, coming right back to the phones. Y'all stay close. And yeah, I'd rather y'all just go vote. Please vote.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 1252 FM Talk 106.5. And to the telephones we go, 343-0106. Yeah, put that in your contacts. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but you may be on some Sunday morning dying to ask our buddy Bill Finch a question about your tomatoes or what critters may be eating your tomato plants, or maybe you want to check in on Prep Sports Report, talk about a favorite player, maybe you want to chime in on one of the many, many shows we have over the weekends and during the weeknights. You'll need the number, so put it in. Contacts list, FM Talk 106.5. Right? Or just FM Talk. That'll be enough. I mean, however you want to do it. Phone number 251, for those y'all are not from around here, 251-343-0106. David is in Mobile, and next up. Hey, David.
Or you can do it like I have it in my contacts, where it's the crazy guys on the radio.
Well, that'll work, too. That's fine.
If you remember correctly, back in the late summer, early fall, Congressman Byrne was actually on your airwaves talking about tolling both the bridge and the tunnel.
And you pointed that out on Twitter over the weekend. I got to just tell you that I am, Lord knows, you can call home and ask my wife, I am far from perfect, man. And I guess in my brain, I was stuck with, of course, they're going to be tolling for the bridge. I did not remember hearing the specifics about tolling for the Wallace Tunnel, even though obviously it happened on this show. I'm human, and I forgot.
Yeah, and that's why I was upset about it at first. But, you know, Congressman Byrne also knew that locals were going to need time to come to grips with the fact that they were going to be tolling both, which is probably why he was talking about it back then, so we could come to accept that fact. But did anybody think about the best way to keep people from diverting to the Wallace Tunnel if it was free from the bridge is actually have it not reconnect to I-10 on the west side and have the Wallace Tunnel basically become downtown Mobile?
Flag on the plate. Go back. So the best way to do what? Not connect?
The best way to have people not divert to the tunnel from the bridge and keep the tunnel free of a toll is actually have it not reconnect with I-10 on the west side.
Where would it go?
Do what?
Where would it go?
Well, you would have, it could reconnect with, it could connect with Water Street and Canal Street and Texas and Virginia Street, basically all the exits that would be cut off from the new bridge once they get it built. Basically make it the main path to downtown Mobile. And then you still have people going the Bayway, and they're going to toll the Bayway anyway.
Now, you're giving them more options to confuse things, David.
Of course, because this is government. They can never have enough of those options, right?
There you go. All right. Grab some more calls at 343-0106. And make sure we evenly distribute between both sides of the Wallace Tunnel, because Keith is in Fairhope. He's up next. Hey, Keith.
Hey, I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for calling. What's up? What's your thought on this?
My question is, with the bridge, what are we going to do for a design? If we're tolling the booth, can there be some money? Let's have something that's between. I live on the Eastern Shore, but I would like people to come from miles around and have a bridge that that is exciting, that has something with some colors, some LED, something that is different than just a plain bridge. That makes Mobile and the Eastern Shore a little different
Brother Keith, now help me here. Do you, when you're riding down the road, whether you're there in Baldwin County or in Mobile County, do you think we need more distractions for the drivers as it is? Do you see people around and go, I wish they were more distracted?
Yep. I completely understand. But even the African Town Bridge is gorgeous when you see it from
it
a
is
distance.
Cool. It is cool. It's just, I want people, like, I like looking at things like that. At the same time, I go, y'all, 10 and 3, keep your hands on the wheel. Put down the makeup, put down the newspaper, put down the cheeseburger.
You can drive down Fairhope Avenue and run in the back of somebody. We got distractions everywhere.
That is true. That is true. All right. Well, and maybe, you know, they got the design laid out. It does look pretty in the artist renderings of the bridge. But people are going to drive that because they have to. I mean, I don't think people are going to, I don't know that we're going to, maybe we'll get Golden gate bridge status. Although, as we learned in the interview on Friday, which I think we're going to replay coming up here next hour, is it's going to be the build-out of the Mobile River Bridge will be like the build-out of the, like Keith said, the Cochrane Africatown Bridge, not the Golden Gate. So it's a, and some people have it, it's not a suspension bridge. It's a, what is it, column and something? Okay. Shows you, I don't have the term off the top of my head here, but we'll get it during the break. Steve is in Gulf Shores and up next. Hey, Steve.
Hey, man. Why don't we just stop this nonsense? Go ahead and take eminent domain, straighten out the road into the tunnel, and be done with it.
Do you think that solves one of the things is, now you're right, does that make a big adjustment with the curve? Sure. But that doesn't change the volume that they've been, I think we went over the projected volume of the Wallace Tunnel like 10, 15 years ago, maybe more, of what they projected to be the maximum.
Correct, but that's because of the curve.
But it's because of the numbers of people. I think the curve has something to do with it, sure, but I don't think if you did away with the curve, I think the curve, I would love it or not to be the curve. I'm with you. At the same time, I don't know if that fixes all the volume issues. You know what I'm saying? I think we're over the volume, way over the volume. So if somebody else, tell you what, we're going to the break here, and we'll get those numbers during the break, and we'll come back and talk more about those. Steve, I appreciate the call, and y'all hold on. Get your calls when we come back at 343-0106. 343-0106. Plus, we have a chance. We're going to play that interview with the LDOT folks, and hopefully, too, we will talk to Debbie Williams with News 5 about what went on today with the Baldwin County Board of Education, Gulf Shores, the hearing, the state. I mean, you have so many entities in this, and it takes somebody like Debbie to explain it all to a guy like me. And we'll try to get that coming up next hour right here on the Daymobile.